Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
When you wake up in the morning and the light has hurt your head, the first thing you
welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Little ZZ Top bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate, and the one and only. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. I hope you check that out when you get a chance. Go there and see what you, see what I say there about the age of the customer. You can read a lot about what I, my thoughts on the age of the customer and how it's replacing the age of the seller, a 10,000-year-old paradigm that's going away. And you can read a lot about that on the website. You can see what other people are saying about the book, and you can find out how to buy it there, if you will, and including the e-version, the electronic version. All the different formats are there. And, of course, you can buy it at Amazon if you'd like. I want to report to you on the most one of the recent polls that we took with you, that we, our online poll. It's on the newsletter, in the newsletter and on the website, that we ask. We are, as you know, we have a different poll question every week, and I report back to you the week after, usually following a poll with the results. So in our recent poll, the one last week, we asked, are you concerned with the state of the world these days? Well, you were, because three-fourths of you said that you're either very concerned or extremely concerned about the state of the world these days. You probably, maybe if you've know enough about me and you've heard me talk enough about this to know that I'm in this group. I am extremely concerned about the state of the world these days. Now, what would that mean? What would when you think of the state of the world, what could that be, right? Well, obviously, just go around the world, just tick them off. Look at the things that are happening right now. When you do, it's depressing. But we can't put our head in the sand, folks. We have to accept the world as it is. We have to take the world as it is and do what we can to fix it. But you take the Russian aggression to basically taking over parts of Ukraine and the other parts in that area. For Russia's aggression is very destabilizing. Globally destabilizing. It's like the old Soviet Union. That's not good. So Putin cannot be allowed to go unabated. Iran. We now know that the sanctions that the United States put on Iran has not done anything to slow down their nuclear ambitions, nuclear weapon ambitions. Folks, nobody thinks that if Iran gets a nuclear weapon that they won't use it for evil, whereas even Russia we're not really worried about Russia with all the stupid things that Putin's doing. We're not really worried about Russia using a nuclear weapon, but Iran, the leadership in Iran, they're unstable enough that they would. I'm convinced that they would, and yet we've allowed them to pursue their ambitions. That's an example. Of course, what's going on with ISIS in Syria and Iraq and all the horrible things that are happening to Christians in that whole region, but not just Christians, Arabs, Muslims as well. That whole situation is really a horrible situation. And then, of course, those are geopolitics. But then you've got the Ebola situation in Africa. We got a lot of issues. It seems like things have gotten worse in the last few years, doesn't it? Well, folks, in my opinion, this current state of the world is what things look like when the United States retreats from the world stage as a leader against evil forces. If you think about it, look at the things that have happened, the things that have gotten worse in the last few years since the United States retreated from the world as a leader against evil forces. The United States of America is an exceptional nation. I believe that, and I think you do too. And as the world's last true superpower that promotes liberty and self-determination for everyone, U.S. exceptionalism and leadership is needed more today than any other time since World War II. When a garden is left untended, my friends, beautiful and fruitful plants don't take over. The ugly and destructive weeds do. And so it is with the war between good and evil. The wisdom of 18th century Irish statesman Edmund Burke continues to ring true every day when he said, "The only way for evil to triumph is for good men to do nothing." But since September the 11th, 2001, I've been taking Mr. Burke's wisdom one step further by reminding you that in the 21st century, evil is easier to leverage than good. And that means good people can't just do something. We have to work harder than evil people if we're going to have a world where liberty and tolerance flourishes and prevails. This work isn't easy, it isn't politically correct, and it's not without significant investment and cost. America has to wake up. My friends, we have to wake up. We're facing existential decisions right now that have to be made by good people who see the world as it is, instead of the one we wish we had. Thank you for listening. Quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back. I'll forget you.
I'll forget you now. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.